Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week, as always, by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And since we did five restaurants that Disney needs to leave alone, we thought we'd also do five restaurants Disney desperately needs to change. Restaurants that we think Disney could really stand to improve. These are in no particular order, and I don't think there are any big surprises on this list, at least not for me. But, you know, the three of us kind of sat and talked about which ones we thought would be the would be the best five to add to this list. So these are in no particular order. We're going to start off with Cosmic Rays, Starlight Cafe over in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. Steve, why does Cosmic Rays need to change?
It's the number one most visited fast food location in America.
And is it really?
It is. And it's also the worst in America. I don't know. It's burgers and chicken sandwiches. And I know there are some that love this restaurant. I don't know why. But I just think that there could be some cool, fun things that they could do with Tomorrowland theming. Maybe the burger buns are like purple, or I don't know.
Well,
or just,
you know, what's the Galactic Grill out in Disneyland is kind of similar to Cosmic Rays in a way,
and it's delicious
and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's not that they can't; it's just that they won't. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, you know, we can effectively just put out crap and people are going to buy it. So there's no reason for us to put any thought or effort into this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how it comes across.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, Cosmic Rays, I it's not somewhere I eat a lot. I don't mind to eat there, I guess. My big issue with it has always been the base part of it, which I think they did revamp that now, right? You don't have to go to one bay for chicken and one bay for burgers.
Yeah, now they're all the same bay, okay, except for bay three now is actually the mobile order pickup.
Okay. Right. Yeah. No, that was always my issue, because I'm like, well, what if one person in the family wants this and one person in the family wants that? You got to skip all around and go to different lines. And so I'm glad they at least changed that. But yeah, I mean, like, food quality for sure could go up and all that. But it's so busy being like mass produced. Like, I don't know. I mean, it can be done or whatever. It's just going to really take some closing and overhauling with the staff. So.
And, you know, while we're on the topic of food quality, let's go on to the next item on our list, which is Hollywood and Vine, also known affectionately by many as Hollywood and Slime, which will tell you what people think about the food there, myself included, in that it's terrible. Character interaction is great. It's a great, you know, it's mostly character. It's all character meals. They do different themes depending on the time of year, but generally speaking, you are paying an extraordinary amount of money for a character meet and greet and being served garbage food in the process. And I don't know too many people that, like, I love the food at Hollywood and Vine. You know, they take a deep breath and go, yeah, the food, but my kids really love the characters. And I applaud that. I applaud that sentiment. I don't think parents are wrong for doing that. Yeah. I think the onus and the shame is on Disney for making them have to choose between the two when you're paying $50+ a person for a buffet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I noticed was that they put out a lot of food. This buffet is huge, but it's all really low grade stuff, as opposed to maybe fewer items that were higher quality. And they can do it. You're not going to tell me that Hollywood and Vine is busier necessarily than Crystal Palace. Mm-hmm. Over at the Magic Kingdom. And I'll tell you what, you give me a choice between a character dinner buffet at the Crystal Palace and a character dinner buffet at Hollywood and Vine, and it is no contest. The last time when we were at, you know, a couple months ago, we were over at
Crystal Palace.
Palace, and it was fantastic. The food was really good. So it can be done. It's just one of those things. Why isn't it? It's not like Disney doesn't know this. It's not like Disney doesn't know Hollywood and Vine is pretty much reviled. They just, you know, the only excuse I can come up with, they don't care. They don't give a damn. And while we're on the topic of don't give a damn, because I'm going to keep finding ways to segue, Electric Umbrella over at Epcot. What the hell's going on with that place? For years, this place is like, ugh. Nobody's like, oh my God, I love Electric Umbrella.
Well, and also the theming in there hasn't changed. Like, it's one of those Disney can't keep up with the future theming because it looks like 1982 in there. I don't think that there's been a refurbishment of this place since it's open. I could be wrong.
Well, again, it's almost a it's almost a testament to everything that's wrong with Epcot right now. Mm-hmm. That it's just, you know, it's in desperate need of updating, which is why, you know, at D23 they pretty much announced like they were leveling Future World and redoing it.
Yeah.
And so, but again, it's that, okay, theming, sure, but the food.
Food is horrible.
Why? Yeah. It's not like you guys don't know how to do good quick service. You do. You absolutely know how to do it. And if you've forgotten, hop on a plane, go out to Los Angeles, go down to Disneyland, and go get the recipes from them because they're doing it great out there. Now, there was a time that Disneyland, the fast food was horrible. And I'm only going back 5 or 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And they have completely turned that around. So it is possible for it to be done.
The other thing, too, with Electric Umbrella is that if they're going to create a quick service menu there, they're competing with interesting cuisine from around the world at World Showcase. And I understand that they're going to have to target somewhat to the burger and fry crowd, but they have to get a little bit more imaginative.
Again, I'll go back to Galactic Grill. You know, those were burgers and fries.
Right.
And really good burgers and fries.
Right.
You know, just because it's burger doesn't mean it has to be bad.
And I like with what Steve was saying, it's good that there is a restaurant like this just because when I was a kid, I mean, now it would kill my soul to go to Epcot with somebody who wanted to eat at that restaurant just because I'm like, no, we could go get like some really good, like, even the Chinese food or Japanese or French or whatever. I'm like, there's all these options and you want to go eat Electric Umbrella? Like, that's insane. But when I was a kid, I wouldn't have eaten any of those. I would have eaten an Electric Umbrella. And so it's good that that's an option. But as far as food quality and theming and everything, like, they just really have to step it up with
and
that.
So. At the price you are paying to be there, you should not have to choose between feeding your kids what they want to eat and the food being crap. And while we're talking about crap food, let's give some love to some table service restaurants, namely Tony's Town Square in the Magic Kingdom. Okay. You know? Oh, my God.
You can't even get your words out.
It just defies logic. First of all, the red sauce is out of a can. Not even a jar. It's out of a can, and it tastes like it's out of a can. Because when you have red sauce that's been in tin, if you don't cook it right or cook it a lot, it's going to maintain that taste. And I got to tell you, I just never had anything even approaching a good meal at this place. And every so often I will go back just to say, hey, really, is it really that bad? I must've just been in a bad mood that day or something. Think about, no, I wasn't in a bad mood. It really sucks that much. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of people agree with this. Now, there are people who do love Tony's Town Square, where, you know, I don't think there's an awful lot of people that are going to start online petitions to protect Cosmic Rays, Hollywood and Vine, or Electric Umbrella. There are people who would be upset if there were any major changes to Tony's Town Square. I'm not among them, and a lot of the people I know are not among them, and, you know, a lot of people not on mood-altering medication would be among them. But Tony's Town, that's a joke. I don't want any emails. Tony's Town Square, just consistently bad. And again, you know, as Kevin Close points out often, this is prime real estate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the Magic Kingdom. This is a prime real estate spot in the Magic Kingdom. Why do Italian food like this? I've got recipes I can loan you. I'm happy to. I mean, there are things you can do better. You can just do better.
No, I totally agree. I mean, for me, there's very few restaurants that, you know, I can at least give them credit or I can be like, hey, it's not, you know, it's not that great, but you're at Disney, so you're kind of forced into this. Like, this restaurant shouldn't be open. Like, it really just shouldn't. I just don't think it's good. I don't think there's anything about it that's good. And when they came out with the idea that they're going to build this new, like, theater in in Main Street or whatever, I was like, oh my God, that's the perfect place for it. Literally just tear that building down and put it right there, because that would be the great spot for it. And Talking Mickey and Tinkerbell can move somewhere else. Like, this would be a great solution to the problem. And I kind of thought that's what they were doing when I saw the location. Like, oh, it's there. I'm like, yes, they're going to tear that restaurant down. So, wow. I mean, I don't care if other people want to eat there, but it's not good and you shouldn't. So that's just it. So.
And making our final segue on it's not good and you shouldn't, the Grand Floridian Cafe over at the Grand Floridian. Again, this used to be a great place. And again, this one isn't as, you know, this one's a little bit murkier among the Disney fans than maybe some of the other ones are, because there are a number of people who really enjoy the Grand Floridian Cafe. I'm just not among them. I think this is something that so much could be done with as a table service restaurant, especially at the Grand Floridian. I think the atmosphere is incredible. It really fits beautifully with the whole theme of the resort. But I've just not had anything that really approaches, you know, the last time I was there, it wasn't awful, but it sure wasn't great.
I think there's a couple problems. One, it struggles in the fact that it's surrounded by some of the best at Walt Disney World. But that shouldn't mean that they can say, oh, well, we did great with these other restaurants. So, you know, just throw anything on their plates over here because, you know. These other restaurants are great. I think that this is also a really cavernous restaurant, and I always notice that I can hear like five different conversations going on. I think that they need to totally revamp the menu, but also revamp the inside so that it's not just like one long hallway, because I hate that about this restaurant as well. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big things is that I think people sometimes enjoy it more so because it's in the Grand Floridian and there's more of like a thing with that, like, oh, I'm eating at the Grand Floridian more. I think if that same restaurant were at one of the All-Star resorts, I don't think people would go out of their way to go to that restaurant. Like, it's just, I don't think it's that good of a quality of restaurant. And I mean, to me, it's like on the same level as like the Wave, kind of, which that should have been on the list too, actually. I just thought
really?
Of that.
Yeah, the Wave. No, yeah. The Wave recently changed their menu and they have a new chef.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, might be worth checking out, but I would have put the Wave on that list too.
Yeah, no, I just remembered that. I was like, oh my God, yeah, they need to change. But yeah, they
just totally changed the Wave. But I've actually been there recently. It's much better than it used to be.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. Five restaurants that we think Disney desperately needs to change. Cosmic Rays at the Magic Kingdom, Hollywood and Vine at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Electric Umbrella at Epcot, Tony's Town Square at the Magic Kingdom, and the Grand Floridian Cafe at the Grand Floridian. So that will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everybody.